Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Maron Imi Marotzi Shiyichu, a schuss for Fuas Chayo Feget Fega Bas Michal Yudis Basya, and the schuss for Fuas Frayim Ben Rus, Yigal Meir Ben Gloria, Malka Rachel Bas Sar Yudis, Ava Shlomit, Bas Ilana Esther. And we are going to be discussing one of the most fascinating and controversial topics in the Torah. And this is something that is known to the free world. Most of the free world are not such great Talmid Chachamim, but this they know. And that is the notion of an eye for an eye. New Testament, Chas V'Shalom, New. Old Testament justice, they call it, or something like that. Chas V'Shalom, not new. We don't believe there's the old is good enough. In any event, we'd like to analyze this notion of ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye, and what the Torah meant by it. And a wonderful sefer is out, written by a rabbi and a scientist named Rabbi Fixler. It's a book, Misinai V'ad Yameinu, talking about how Torah is applicable in our day as well. A lot of interesting chapters in this sefer. It's 459 pages, a lot of interesting material. In any event, he has a parak on ayin tachas ayin, so we're going to be basing it on his sources he brings in his analysis. It says in the Torah, "V'chinatzu anashim v'nakfu isha halav yotzi yodev lo yia ason anash yanesh kashe yashtu labal isha v'nasim b'flilin v'asan yia v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh ayin tachas ayin shein tachas shein yad tachas yad regel tachas regel kviya tachas kviya petza tachas petza chabura tachas chabura." So when two people are in a quarrel, and their quarrel, a pregnant woman gets knocked in the stomach and she miscarries, so there is a monetary payment. And then if there is an ason, if someone dies, then we take a life for a life, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a leg for a leg, literally under. Nefesh tachas nefesh. Ayin tachas ayin. Eye under an eye. So it seems here that we mamish what you did to the other person, you get yourself. Hashem, not you. If you take someone else's life, his life is taken. If he takes someone else's eye, his eye gets taken. Rahman al-Islam. The Rambam writes in his Akdam to the Perusha Mishnah that the accepted explanation of these psukim is that the punishment for harming someone else is not physical, as is mashma from the pshat and the pasuk, but rather there is a financial payment that must be made. Rambam explains that there's something called Halach L'Moshe Misinai. And Halach L'Moshe Misinai, the Rambam says famously, there's no machlokas. It's already, we've discussed this a lot in the past, this notion. Is it true? Is it not true? A lot of discussion about this. But the point is that we know, we have a tradition, that this is not referring to a bodily punishment. Ayin tachas ayin is a chiyuv kaspi. The Mishnayis and the Gemara in the 8th parak of Maseches Bava Kama discuss dinei choivel. Misha paga v'chavero v'garam lo nezek gufani. As a person, chas v'shalom, caused his friend physical damage, bodily harm. And the Mishnah talks about what to do. Says the Mishnah, Hachovel b'chaviro, Chayav alav mishum chamisha dvarim. Somebody harms his friend, he has to pay five things. Nezek tsar, ripui shevet uboshet. What's nezek? Nezek simeas eino, kata es yado, shiber es raglo, roim oto kilu hu eved nimkar bashuk. V'shamim kama haya yafe, v'kama hu yafe. Nezek is, if he blinded his friend, Rachmana Litzlan, cut off his hand, his leg, we see as if he's an eved who is sold in the marketplace. And we assess how much he was worth before and how much he's worth now. In other words, there is only a monetary payment, not a, we don't cause bodily harm in exchange. Let's see the Gemara. This is Bava Kamma and Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. There's a lot of discussion. You know, I tell you, sweet friends, the Torah is so vast. It's just amazing, amazing. I learned the vastness of the Torah when I started using the Otzer HaChachma program about however many years ago it was, 15 years or whatever it is, I don't know exactly. And it started off with not so many Sfarim, whatever it was, 6,000, 10,000. Not so many, but still. Do a search, you get a lot of svarim. You get 20 svarim, 30 svarim, 50 svarim to talk about it. And now the Otzer HaChachma exceeded 100,000. 100,000 svarim. And you do a search, and within seconds, they get you every sefer that talks about it. It's lo yu'uman ki yisupa. So, it shows you the vastness of Torah, and that's only the beginning. The Otzer HaChachma doesn't have everything. And sometimes the search doesn't come up with everything. They have a search engine, but sometimes it misses. Usually pretty accurate, but I've found things in the past, if my memory serves me correctly, that I didn't find it when I did the search originally. Any event, if you do a search for Ayin Tachas Ayin, you'll find that there are 13,426 Sfarim that talk about it. Somebody has a whole book about it, actually, called Ayin Tachas Ayin, and Rabbi Eliyahu Mitosov. And it is mentioned, Ayin Tachas Ayin, 35,336 times. So when I say a lot of discussion, Ani lo magzim, b'ruh. So, then there's also Hebrew books. There's more svarim there. And then the svarim that aren't on Hebrew books or in the Eitzer. It's just Philae Plus. Anyway, let's learn. As a Gemara shuelet at Devrei HaMishnah, Amai, ayin tachat ayin amar rachmane, imayin mamash. So we have this question in the Gemara. How do you know it means mammon? Maybe it really means an eye. An eye for an eye means pilei plos, an eye for an eye. As bikvot sheila zo muvet b'gemara mispar drashot shel tanaim. V'hagemara dana b'chol echad mi'adrashot u'mevi'a kushiyot v'terutzim. הדרשה הראשונה שמופיעה בגמרא מוזכרת גם במחילתה לרבי ישמעאל בצירוף דרשה נוספת. So the Gemara brings numerous drashes, kashes, terutzim, masomata, to try to really get to the bottom of this. How do we know it's not ayin mamish? How do we know that it's monetary? So the first drasha that we have in the Gemara is also in the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmael. In addition to another drasha, ayin tachas ayin mamon, ata omer mamon o eina ela ayin mamash. So ayin tachas ayin is mamon. You say it's mamon, or maybe it's really an eye. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Harei Hu Omer, מכה בהמה ישלמנה, ומכה אדם יומעת. הקיש הכתוב נזקי אדם לנזקי בהמה, ונזקי בהמה לנזקי אדם. מה נזקי בהמה לתשלומים? אף נזקי אדם לתשלומים. So the pasuk equates damages done to man to damages done to behemoth in both directions. And therefore, just like when you do damage to a behemoth, it's payment. So to nizkei adam letashlumin. Rabbi Yitzchak omer, Rei omer in kofir yishat alav. Vedvarim kal vachomer, ma makom she'anash ha-katuv mita lo anash ala mamon. Kan she'lo anash mita, dinu she'lo yanesh ala mamon. So we have a concept of kofir that instead of being killed, one pays mamon. So certainly, if there's no chi of misa, it's going to be mamon. Even if there's chi of misa, it could be mamon. So if there's no chi of misa, it's mamon. As Rabbi Yishmael lomed halacha zo mismichat ha-psukim. After the parsha Makal in the Torah, there are a number of halachas benogei l'make adam u'make behema. And it says, Maka behem yishalim nefesh tachas nefesh. Kamu psukim lachar miken nizkar oto davar legabei adam. Make adam. So Bishmael learns that you can learn one from the other. And just like Maka behema, there's tashlumin, so too Maka Adam is going to be tashlumin. It says there, Ish kiyaka kol nefesh adam os yumas, and then Maka nefesh behema yishalmen and nefesh tachas nefesh. It's just like when it comes to the animal we're dealing with mammon. So too, when we're dealing with a human being, it says Vayter, Psukim, Umaka behem nefesh behem yishalmena nefesh tachat nefesh. Vish ki ten mumba mitok, asher asa ken yaseh lo, shever tachat shever, ayin tachat ayin, shen tachat shen, kaasher yiten mum be'adam ken yinaten bo, umake behema yishalmena, umake adam yumat. So here in this context, it doesn't say, like I think I said before, that it says nefesh tachas nefesh by an adam, but it doesn't matter, because we know that makah nefesh behemah yishalmena is talking about mamon. So too, when you're makah nefesh adam, Rabbi Yitzchak lomed mipasuk behemshech haperek beparashat mishpatim, shem ne'amar she'adam yachol leinatzel me'onesh mavet, when his shor kills somebody, he can give kofar. So we find that you can exchange onesh misa for payment, for money. So apparently we can explain the difference between these two drashas is that according to Rabbi Yishmael, we're just giving a different explanation for the words. So when it says, Maka Adam Yumas, doesn't mean literally he dies. It means he pays. Because it's equated to Maka Behema, which is payment. So here it's also payment. Because by Nefesh Behema it says, Maka Nefesh Behema Shamena Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. That sounds like death, but it's really not its payment. So he also, when it says, by Adam Yumas, it also means the same thing. It also means payment. But according to Rabbi Yitzchak, he's really chai of misa, and we're exchanging the punishment. Asim hamara la'onish. Stomeret, bimkom bimkom לתת לו עונש מיתה, אז נותנים לו עונש ממון. Or במקום לתת לו עונש גופני, instead of giving him a bodily punishment, we're exchanging it for something monetary. So the Gemara brings these two shittas, the beginning of the sugya, without the name of the darshan, asks the number of kashas, and then the Gemara brings a number of additional drashas. Tanya, Rabbi Dostai ben Yuda omer, ayin tachat ayin, mamon, oen el ayin mamash, amarta, hare shaita, ino shel zu gdola, ino shel zu ktana, heacha ni kore ba ayin tachat ayin. You think it's really an eye for an eye. Let's say this guy has a big eye and this guy has a small eye. It's not an eye for an eye. It's not an equal eye. So you're going to say, okay, if it's not the same size eye, so then in such a case you take mamon. No, it can't be. Because the pasuk says, mishpat echad. There has to be one mishpat. Which means mishpat hashava lekulchem, shekein dinei achovlim yadunu b'shaveh, v'kevan she'ein yochol letkayem ayin tachat ayin mamash b'chol hamekrim, yesh lochiach she'ayin tachat ayin perusho mamon. If you can't do it all cases, then you don't do it at all. So only mamon you can do in all cases, but not when it comes to knocking out the eye. So therefore, according to Rav Dostai, it has to be monetary, because mishpat echad yelechem, it has to be the same mishpat. So let's say this guy's eye is small, this guy's eye is bigger, it's not ayin tachas ayin. Not going to be the same size eye. So mamela, it's got to be mamon. Ayin, maybe only in that case it's mamon. No, the answer is it always has to be mamon, because mishpat echad. Another Torah, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer, ayin tachat ayin mamon. Ato omer mamon, o enu el ayin mamash. So you say it's mamon, or maybe it means mamish and ayin. הרשע היה סומה וסימי, כיתה וכיתה, חיגר וחיגר, האח אני מקיים בזה עין תחת עין. So Rashbi says, well, one second. It's a mammon. Because if it's not mammon, then let's say somebody was a suma, and he was misame his friend's eye. He's already a suma. He already is missing a leg. So how are you mekayim? When he does it to his friend, ayin tachas ayin. In such a case, he can't do ayin tachas ayin because he's already missing the limb that he made his friend lose. So it must be pshat mamon. איך אני מקיים בזין תחת עין, והתורה אמרה משפט אחד יהיה לכם, משפט השווה לכולכם. So, it's always, how are you going to be מקיים עין תחת עין, and it always has to be the same. Can't have sometimes this way, sometimes that way. Says the Gemara, אמרי יומי קושי, דל מהיך די אפשר לאפשר את לא אפשר אפשר. לא אפשר הוא פטרין עליו. Gemara says, what's the kasha from somebody who's already a suma? Where it's possible, you do it. Where it's not possible, then he's pater meonish. And then it's going to be mishpat hashava lekulchem. So if a blind guy knocks out someone else's eye, then he's off the hook. Because if you say that, what are you going to do with the treif shahar gets a showing? Can't be makabel edus. Because edus shiate echol azim, because they're trying to kill a treifa. And they're not treifas. They're not doing to him what they wanted. They can't get what they wanted to do to him because they wanted to get it kill a treif and they're not treifas. So we can't do kasher zaman because a horeg is a treifas putter. This is ages that the yifshal azima. You can't do to them. They wanted to kill somebody who's already considered halakhically not alive to a certain extent. It's not ages. So Trefa Shaharag will be putter. What about Mishpat Hashavah L'Kol Chem? Alehecha Deavsher Avsher Echad Lo'Avsher Lo'Avsher Patrinamai. Well, you can do what you do it. So Trefa Shaharag is putter. So you can't do what you can't do. It can't be proper edus. Well, you can do what you do, or you can't do what you can't do it. So here also, really, maybe it's Ayin Tachas Ayin, where you could do it. Do the Ayin Tachas Ayin when he has an Ayin, when he doesn't have an Ayin, he doesn't have an Ayin. So it would appear that the assumption of Rav Dostai and Rashbi is that Ekronit HaOnish HaTzodek, or Onish Gufani, really it's they deserve a physical punishment. The only problem is you can't do it. It has to be Mida K'neged Mida, and it's not going to be Mida K'neged Mida. If he knocked out his friend's smaller eye and his bigger eye gets knocked out, that's not going to be fair. Maybe he sees better than his friend. It's not going to be fair. And Rashi also holds that maybe it's an eye in Mamish, and then he says, no, it's not going to be fair. Really, it should be an eye in Mamish, but what about if he's already a Summa? And then the Gemara says, okay, if he's already a Summa, then Lo Efsher, but Hecha de Efsher. We patter him. So in other words, Rashbi's drushes is rejected, but in theory, he would seem to justify that it should be a bodily punishment. It just can't be done. So we've seen that Ayin Tachas Ayin means it means mamon. Rabbi Yishmael, that it means mammon, just like by behemoth it's mammon, here also it's mammon. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's a hamara. You're exchanging, there's an onish gufani, but you're exchanging an onish mammon. And according to what we saw now, really there should be an onish gufani, it just doesn't work because it's not going to be mida k'neged mida. Actually interesting, we find in Megillas Tainis, Ba'arba b'tamuz adas sefer gzalta. והלא כתוב בתורה והמצווה אשר כתבתי להורותם, התורה אשר כתבתי והמצווה להורותם. כתיב ועתה כתבו לכם את השירה הזאת, ולמדת בני ישראל סיימה בפיהם. ולמדת תורה את בני ישראל זה מקרא, סיימה בפיהם אל ההלכות. יום שבטלו עשו יום טוב. זאת אומרת, they made a yom tov on the fourth of Tammuz, because the Baisusim, they wanted to understand the Torah literally. And therefore, Ayin Tachasayin means the Ayin Tachasayin. By Yibum, by Chalitza, Yarka Bafanov means she spits not in front of him, but in his face. Chum said, no. We also have the Torah Shebaal Peh. So when they beat the Baisusim, they made a Yantif. See that there were people who understood it, Kipshuta. It's a yantiv when they were defeated. We find in the Parshanim and the commentaries to the Torah a number of times they relate to the halacha that we're talking about a monetary punishment and not a physical punishment. The Ibn Ezra brings in his parish the Rasag, Shizbirat halacha ke drasha shlishit, Shei afshar la'asig Mishpat Tzedek, Heyot, Ve'erech Ha'ayin Eino Shavei Etzel Kulam. You just can't do it. It's not going to work. That's the Rasag. That's like the third explanation we saw. The Ibn Ezra seems to say, like the second parish we saw, that it's a Hamara. That Ekronit, in principle, it's Gufani, but it's just exchanged for Mamen. That was Rav Yitzchak. We'd like it to be theory, it's bodily, but it's exchange. In kofar yushas alav, when someone's sure kills, he pays money. Here also, It's an exchange for the bodily punishment. He gets a monetary punishment. Writes the Ibn Ezra, "Finei perush ayin tachat ayin ra'ui liyot eino tachat eino im lo yiten kafo." It's ra'ui that he should lose his eye. The Gra, the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, has a general he'ara b'nogei la'pasuk shelochim et ha'eved ivri sherotzeh la'mshich la'avod et rabo ledelet ol ha'mezuzah. Pashta dikra, omer agra, gam ha'mezuzah kshera. Habalacha okeret et ha'mekra, v'chein berubah shel parasha zo, v'chein bekama parashiyot, shebatorah v'hein migdulat toratenu, it's like when you have a stamp, it's backwards, upside down. So here also, this is upside down. In other words, the Torah says one thing and it means the opposite. Because we have a tradition. So when it says that the master brings his eved to the door or to the mezuzah, when he bores a hole in his ear, so the pashtus, the mezuzah is good. That's pashtei dekra. Then the halacha is okay, and says, no. It's to the door, not to the mezuzah. So don't bore the hole in his ear next to the mezuzah, next to the door. Like Rashi there says, Yachol sheteha mezuzak shera lirtso alea. Tamud lomar v'natata ba'ozno u'badelet. Delet velo b'mezuzah, so it has to be dafka. You're boring the hole, and his ear is next to the door. V'gisho adonu b'Elohim, v'gisho adodel tzol mezuzah. So then, why does the pasuk say anything about the mezuzah? So it's to tell you that the just like a mezuzah stands, so too the door has to be standing. It can't be a door that's lying down. So this is where the halacha comes. V'okevet et hamikra. The Gemara says, "Okeret et ha-mikra." It uproots the Pashup Shad, and that's the beauty of the Torah, that it could say one thing and mean something else. That's why we have our tradition. That's the biachas between Torah Shebuksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Chacham can uproot a Pasuk and read it the opposite of what it seems to say. So it's not necessarily like we saw before, that really Shad in the Pasuk is an eye for an eye, just it won't be exact because maybe the guy's already blind, or maybe he has a bigger eye, he has a smaller eye, it's not going to be an exact punishment, but in theory it does mean that. The Gra says no, the Gra says that it's the Pshad is, if we're explaining those Amorim right, or the Tanaim right, but the Gra says the Pshad is that we're simply changing what the Pasuk means. Pasuk says an eye for an eye, and we don't do an eye for an eye. Pasuk says, "El adelat ol ha-mezuzah." The Gra is talking here in general. But the halacha is okay as a mikra. And even though the pasuk says one thing, we don't do it that way. Even if there's no mezuzah, v'gisho el adelat, that's the ikar. Just has to be standing. The Gra writes in the Deres Elio on the Mechilta, HaPirush Hu Kach, Del Pidin Et HaShemayim Me HaRa'ui She Ayin Tachat Ayin Mamash, Rak She Nitan Kofer L'Rashe Evarim, She Yechol Lefdot Atzmo B'Zeh HaMamon, She Nemar B'Lo Tikru Kofer L'Nefesh HaAdam, Dafka L'Nefesh HaAdam, B'Ani She Tchayv Mita, Ein Mo'il Kofer, Aval Tikru Kofer L'Rashe Evarim. So, it should be an eye for an eye. It should be. But they said, "Efshar lahamir et zeh," like we saw before, Rabbi Yitzchak, you can exchange the eye for an eye when it's soul for a soul, so that's literal. Meaning if someone's chayiv misa, he's chayiv misa. But when it comes to any other punishment, then instead you pay and you don't take the actual limb. But really he deserves the bodily punishment, we just don't give it to him. So the Torah Shebaal Peh can uproot pshat in the psukim, and we should give him a physical bodily punishment, but we don't. The Torah is po to him. The Torah is redeeming this person. For this punishment of bodily harm, bodily punishment, and instead it's giving him a monetary punishment. The Moreh Nevuchim, Rambam writes, "B'derech Chal Nik Bonsho Shal Kol HaTokef Ezulasu She'aseh Lo Kasher Asa B'Sheveh." Imizik leguf yinazek begufo. Imizik leMamon yinazek beMamono. Aba Bal Mamon Rashay leSlach veLemchol. V'rak leRotzeach Ein leSlach B'Shum Panim. V'Ein leKachad Menu Kofel B'Gal Chumrat Tkifuto. V'Leretz Lo Yechupar LeDam Asher Shupach Ba Ki Im B'Dam Shofcho. Ela BeEchreach Nefesh BeNefesh Ki SheKatan VeGadol. Eved ben chorin melumad ubor shavin. Sharei bor shavin. Sharei ein b'chol avlotav shel adam chamura mizot. Mi shechiser eiver yehusar eiver kamoto. Kasher yiten mum be'adam ken yinaten bo. Al ta'asik machshavtecha b'zeh she'anu onshim kan b'tashlomim. Ki matrati achshav latet ta'amim lektuvim. Ve'lo latet ta'amim lahalacha. Wow. אף שגם על ההלכה זאת יש לידי השוטה השמיע בעל פה. הגרימת הפצעים שאפשר להניש עליה בגרימת פצעים כמותה ממש. נפסקים התשלומים רק שבתו ייתן ורפו ירפא. He says, what you did, you get. If you caused a bodily punishment, you get a bodily punishment. What about the halacha that you don't? He says, that's not my problem. I'm explaining pshat in the psukim. My job is to explain what it says in the psukim. That's what I'm doing right now. And pshat in the psukim is that somebody kills his friend, he gets killed. And if somebody's mechaser ever, he causes his friend to lose a limb, his limb gets lost. So a baal mamon can be moichel, not when it comes to the goof. And the Rambam says, and if you speak to me, I'll tell you verbally what I really think. That I'm not going to write down. And obviously everyone's wondering, oh, what is the Rambam thinking? But anyway, the Rambam says, when you give I know the halacha says that you give him a monetary punishment. He deserves a bodily punishment. He's not going to get it, but he deserves it. So the Rambam writes in his Hakdama to the Moreh that you have to look very, very carefully, look read between the lines. So that's what we have to do when we learn the Rambam. So there were various theories, speculations about what the Rambam means, but I don't want to go into it because unless you have a proof that that's what the Rambam means, then I don't really radical things have been said in the name of the Rambam who didn't say it, so I don't know what the Rambam was really thinking, so I'm not going to go there. Rambam writes, Ze she'ne'emar b'Torah b'tchilat hilchot chovel ha'mazik. Ze she'ne'emar b'Torah ka'asher yiten mum be'adam, ken yinaten bo, eino lachbol b'ze, kmo she'chaval b'chavero, ela shu ra'ui l'chasro ever u'lachbol bo kmo she'asa. So that's what he deserves. He deserves to get his limb. But that's not what's going to happen. And therefore, instead he pays. do you know? Because it says chabura tachat chabura. V'chiyake ish et reyo be'evin o be'gof rak shifto yitain v'rapo yirapeh. So we have one pasuk that says that he's getting injured because he injured his friend, but then it says in another place that no. He only has to pay sheves, that the guy's not working, he has to pay his medical bills. V'rapo yirapeh. Halamata shetachat shenemar b'chabura tashlumin hu adin v'tachat shenemar ba'ayin u'b'shar ivrei. Just like when you make a chabura, is payment, so too the other when you do other harm to a person is also payment. Afal pi shedvarim ele nirim me'inyan Torah shebichtav kulam miforashin hem mipi Moshe mehar Sinai. Kulam halacha l'Moshe, ukulam halacha l'maaseh hem biyadenu, v'gezer ruah avotenu danim beveitino shel Yoshua veitino shel Shmuel haRamati, v'bechol beitin v'bechol beitin shamdu mimot Moshe ad achshav. זאת אומרת, רמב"ם מדגיש שהיה ראוי לחסרו עבר, עונש גופני. We give him an עונש ממן. And the Rambam says, this is the way it's always been done. The Beis Din of Yehoshua, and the Beis Din of Shmuel, and every Beis Din. So we have what should be, and then we have halacha lemaisa. Emmanuel Levinas is a famous philosopher, and he is quoted as saying, this is translated from the French by Professor Michal Vigoda in the Gilyon Mishpat Ivri, number 109 of Parshas Mishpatim, where he writes, Bein ha-philosophia la-mishpat ayin tachat ayin mamon. So Professor Levinas writes as follows. Again, this is French, but I'm translating it into Ivrit, not me. העיקרון המנוסח כאן בתורה באופן הנראה כוח זרי מבקש רק את הצדק. הוא משתלב בסדר חברתי שבו כל עונש, קל ככל שיהיה, מושט אך ורק בהליך שיפוטי. חזל לא יסמו אף לא פעם אחת חוק זה ככתבו, ואף לא הבינו אותו כלשונו. הם פירשו אותו לאור הרוח המפעמת בתנך כולו. למתודה הפרשנית הזאת קוראים תלמוד. It never happened. It was always money. So Chazal explained it based on the spirit of the entire Tanakh, that there has to be justice here. That's called Talmud. חכמי התלמוד הקדימו את נקיפות המצפון של הנאורים וקבעו שעין תחת עין אינו על חיוב ממון כנס. ואין זה מקרה, he's saying חזר, it's הלכה משה מסיני. It seems from the Gemara that everybody assumes that it's ממון. The question is from where. So we don't have to show him one who step into areas of kfira, denying any הלכה משה מסיני, it's הלכה משה מסיני. That's really kfir if somebody says that it is halacha moshe mesinai, not halacha moshe mesinai. It certainly doesn't say explicitly, and maybe it's somewhere it does, but in the Gemara, we see time and again, they're not saying it's halacha moshe mesinai, they're learning it out from the psukim. So maybe it is chazal, but again, they're understanding in pashtus that it's mamon. So if it's just a limud from the psukim, so then why would they take as a halacha pshuta that it's mamon? In any event, says Professor Levinas, ואין זה בקרה שהתורה צירפה לדין זה את הדין המדבר על פיצוי כספי למכה בהמת חברו. דין זה דורש לקרוא שוב את הפסוקים הנוגעים לנזקי גוף, כאילו כוונת המקרא היא ששיקולי הפיצויים בעד הנזק חייבים לגבור אצל השופט על הכעס העציר שמעורר מעשה הפשע, שרי כאן הדרך פרוצה לרווחה לעשירים. הם יכולים לשלם בקלות את השיניים השבורות, העיניים המנוכרות, והרגליים הקטועות של כל הסובבים אותן. לפגיעה או לפצע יש עכשיו מחיר עובר לסוחר, טעם של כסף. סתירה זו מקורה בדין הממיר ייסורים בכסף, כיוון שכל מה שמשלמים בלב קר, בגוף שלם, בריאות טובה, אינו על הכנס. ופצע כסף אינו סופני. העולם נותר נוח לחזקים, ובבד שיש להם מצבים טובים. הצדק המתפתח אינו יכול להשלים עם שלילת זו של כל צדק, עם פגיעה זו בכבודו של האדם שהיא חפיצה בעיקרו. צריך תוך כדי תיקון האות של הקודקסים שלנו, לשמר את רוחם. התנך מעמיד אותנו נוכח הרוח שבעדינות. התנך מזרז את בואו של עולם נקי מהאלימות. אבל אם היה בכוחם של הכסף או הנצלויות לתקן את הכל, לתיר את שמתמננו נקי, הרי שרו יוצא בהפסידו, כן, עין תחת עין. וכל הנצח וכל הכסף שבעולם אין בכוחם לרפא פציעת אדם. הפצע שוטט לעולמים, כי היו נדרשים ייסורים שווים לעצור את הדימום הנצחי הזה. So Emmanuel Levinas notes that from a certain perspective, you know what's more moral? The physical punishment. You know why? Because you have rich people. So the guy's got $10 million. Today I'm saying, used to, when I was a kid, being a millionaire meant you were rich. Today, the only way you can buy an apartment is if you're in a millionaire apartment or a house. It's so expensive. Any from neighborhood, it's crazy. I'm just crazy. Not literally a million, but not so far away from that. And depends which neighborhood. In any event, So a guy got that $10 million, he has $15 million, he has $20 million. So he knocks the other guy's eye out and then he just pays. Is that fair? Is that fair? What does he care? So what we're doing is we're making society more pleasant for the rich. For the poor guy, oh, man, it hurts because, you know, now he's not going to have food for the next few months because of what he paid. So for him, maybe it's a justified punishment. But not for the rich guy, that's not fair. So what we do is, we have this shiluv between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. We incorporate the two together. So mitzad echad, the physical punishment is not ethical. Because, like we said, who said that it's, you know, this guy's eye is better than he knocks out a guy's eye who's very good and his eye is very weak. And that's not going to be fair. He's losing out a lot less than the other guy was losing out on. So we set a monetary price. But it's not enough. It's not enough. That's not a complete kapara. Because kol ha-netzach v'kol ha-keser shebolam ein b'kocham l'rapei p'tziat adam. The Torah says, no, it really should be the eye. Reuven knocks out Shimon's eye. Reuven deserves his own eye knocked down. That's justice. How can that be? How can that be that Shimon's going to be walking without an eye, Reuven's not? The Tanakh wants us to live in a world that's free of violence. So the Tanakh says, Ayin tachas ayin. That's really what the guy deserves. He deserves his own eye knocked out. It's actually interesting. The Rambam calls this a knas. Moedib knas pater. Pater min anezek. So when I ask, what do you mean pater min anezek? It's not mammon, it's knas. It's not knas, it's mammon. So why does the Rambam say that if a person's choyvel b'chaveiro, the money is a knas, it's a penalty. What does it mean a penalty? A penalty is something set. Mammon is how much it's worth. So here he's paying how much it's worth, so it's mammon. And therefore there's no hodah. We only say, well, the knas pater. The answer is no. It's a knas, it's a penalty that he has to pay. But it's not mammon, he's not repaying the guy's eye. Mammon is, I smash up your car. Your guy you caused $5,000 of damage to your car, so I have to give you $5,000. I'm giving you a remuneration, if that's the correct way of pronouncing it. That's what he says over here. He says, stirazo mekore bedina memir surim bekesef. What can it be that we have a stira, that now you can cause somebody harm, And then you just pay for it. Now it's just money. It's just a knas. It's a penalty because the guy's still feeling good. He's still healthy. It's taka penalty. It's a knas. Don't think that you paid it up. That the guy's still missing his eye. And he taka deserves his own eye to be knocked out. So Chazal say, we're not going to do it. Have a Kabbalah. Then from the Pesukim, we're not going to do it. We're not going to knock his eye. It doesn't mean he doesn't deserve it. Torah wants to tell us how serious what he did was. It was so serious that he can never, never be repaid. And the money he's paying is just a knas. It's not mamon. Not repaying the monetary loss. There's no monetary loss. Nothing much bigger than that. So the Torah tells us what really should be. Really should get his eye knocked out. But we said it wouldn't necessarily be fair. So we have both. We have the lesson that the Pesukim, the Pesuk is telling us, that he deserves his eye knocked out. Practically, we don't do it. He just pays. He pays a penalty, but it's not, but he should know that it's not no kapara. There's not a complete atonement here. He still did something very terrible that the money doesn't cover. So it goes without saying, like I said before, that there are 35,000 mentions of this 336 in Sfarim, just on the Otzar HaChachma program. So yesh od harbeh harbeh ma ledaber. And this is actually a topic that interests me very much, the relationship between Pshat and Drash. And therefore, in Yirtzeh Hashem, we shall revisit this. Just I can't help but I feel like it's Mamashechi of Doraisa for me almost to mention my Rebbe, Mori Rebbeinu Ragon HaGadol, David Manzitzal. He's a sefer Yad Melech and Chevelo Mazik. So there, at the beginning of the sefer, he discusses this a lot. And like I said, many, many other Sfarim, a whole sefer was written about it. But that is the first stage in our journey. Rav Shmuel Lazar Volk was a Ram in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, a very famous Telger. So he, not famous enough, he should have been more famous. Shagoyin Adir. So he talks about this in the sixth volume of his Sefer. Page 198 starts the article, and there it's in those bays. And Mitzvah Hashem, Pirtzos Hashem Darkeinu. He also talks about it later on in the Sefer. Page 412, he has Tshuva Ale Aras B'mor Nevuchim. Writes it later here to Dr. Yaakov Heberman, who wrote philosophy books. Harav Agona Mitsuyam, Charef Ubaki, so he's got great yichus because he's Migeza Tarshishim, and he's also a philosopher, and he's also a rabbi. So he has Aris. And Mar Nevuchim. It's interesting, he starts off the letter, Malas Kvot Taras, Rishalmi Meni Al-Dvar, Mashisham, Meshechad, Men Arabonim, HaMechazel Misimcha V'Simcha V'Sadeh Kiddushin V'Noi Kein V'Pnei Ravcha D'Kiso Ravcha D'Libo M'Shnei Noi K'Shemitza L'Achasim L'Yachid Es Ha'edim M'Shei Zemokor L'Minago Din Zeh. So you asked about, he heard that one of the Rabbanim who goes from Simcha to Simcha to be Misadeh Kiddushin, either for Ravcha D'Kiso because he wants more money, or Ravcha D'Libo because he wants to expand his heart, he likes the covet, or both. And he says the Chasin has to be M'Yachid Eidim, he has to set aside Eidim. Is there a makor for this? So he says you should know, Kvot Harasa should know that this is how the siman starts, how the article the siman starts. Eventually gets to Ayin Tachas Ayin. which maybe we'll do in a future shiur because I love Ravolk's Torah. And he says to him, this is a question to ask a Rav, a rabbi. And I was never a Rav. He's a Rosh Yeshiva, he's not a rabbi. Or b'frat b'nusach America. Definitely not a Rav like an American Rav. So I looked into this. He brings from the Ritva that you should be miyached edim. But I haven't seen that the chosin has to be miyached edim. So you see that there is a makor, but it's not the chosin. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that a chosin has to be miyached edim. So Ravok is not used to writing a tshuva halach lamaisis. The Lomdish Sefer. What's amazing about Ravok Sefer, very not common to find this, but basically it's 8 volumes called Sha'arei Torah, and it's one long discussion. Because every siman kimat, every siman he says, yeah, this is going on what I said previously. And this is going on what I said previously. And since he's got eight, and there's 8 thick volumes. I'm saying this volume is 504 pages. That's volume 6. And so, it's a gewaldic, gewaldic, gewaldic. So, you have to really be holding cup. Because he goes from one siman to the next. It's just a hemshech. But that's the way of the great Gaonim and Klal Yisrael. They're able to do that. And the Mirtz Hashem, Birtzot Hashem Darkeinu, Anachnu Ulai Nayen, Mashu Katav, V'Nirei Niflaot Rabot, V'Gdolot V'Atzumot Mitorat Hashem, V'Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu L'Chvodo, V'Vdilanu Men HaTo'im, V'Natan Manu Torat Emet, V'Chaye Olam Natav V'Tocheinu. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.